Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first hour, we're going to be doing the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Angela Zivkovic to talk about the microbes we eat, abundance and taxonomy of microbes consumed in a day's worth of meals for three diet types. And then at the bottom of the second hour, Michael Schwartz is going to join us so we can discuss the difference between naturopathy and allopathy. Oh, it's going to be an interesting show, I promise you. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Well, I can see today, so that's an improvement. I woke up yesterday and I had an infection in my left eye.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about being snow blind. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that too. And special thanks to Lisa Hearn for the Blueprint Power Hour contingency planning that she provided. You know, in the event that we lost power, like they were saying, she had a wood stove, plenty of firewood, food, and backup generators.
Wow, that's so cool. You could have hunkered down and done the show. Real quick, two things I got to say. Superhuman Radio is being brought to you by a special grant from the generosity of All American Pharmaceutical and their line All American EFX and All American EFX Sports. You could learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com. And, of course, there is a Synthogen sale coming up. Is that correct?
Yeah. We only do this once a year. So here goes. 15% off Synthogen. No limit on the number of bottles you can order, as seen on CoachRobRegish.com, or it's up on my Facebook page as well. Just type Synthogen Sweetheart Deal into the voucher section, and your 15% will be taken off by a live human being at checkout, not some computer. You know, Synthogen is without question the big seller and the one the guys ask about the most. So, and this 15% off we only do once a year. So this special runs through February 14th. So you've got a little over 2 weeks to get your order in. If you've never tried it and you're on the fence, now is the time. Yeah. If you've used it and you like it, and there are a lot of guys that do, now's the time to stock up.
I have to give a shout out to somebody. I kind of hold court in the sauna in the morning at Louisville Athletic Club, and there's a group of us that end up there around the same time every morning, and we shave and we talk, and it's a lot of fun. And so today, there's one guy there, and I've talked about him before. His name is Bill Brown. And he is the guy who I said his blood pressure actually went down when he started to include sodium by salting his food more, which was something he and I talked about. And this morning he said something about Dr. Brzezinski and cancer that made me realize that I think the message is really starting to get out there, that average people out there are starting to realize that the medical orthodoxy and all they have to offer is the pharmaceutical agenda is starting to fail us, and there are real medical breakthroughs out there that no one wants to acknowledge. And the fact that he was aware of Dr. Brzezinski made me feel like maybe it's not hopeless. Maybe there is a silent groundswell of people who are starting to really educate themselves and distrust what their doctors have to offer as opposed to immediately trusting it. And I just wanted to mention that because I didn't expect him to start talking about Dr. Brzezinski, you know? It's amazing.
That's great news.
Yeah, I know. People are listening. People are listening. They're paying attention. And we're going to talk about this in greater depth when Michael Schwartz joins us at the end, at the bottom of the second hour. Anyway, we have a question from John Koufopoulos. He says, I just turned 43. You're young. Relax. I just turned 43 and I'm getting into the anti-aging thing. Good. Heavy weights just aren't my priority anymore. Do you have any product suggestions? Isn't this from last week?
No, it was the question that we couldn't answer from last week.
Ah, you're right. Yes, thank you, thank you. I thought I was having deja vu. Do you have any product suggestions, and how do I know if they're working?
Yeah, well, first and foremost is always going to be your training, meaning it's time to rotate in some lactic acid tolerance training sessions and or body weight training while still performing the occasional heavy workout. I would suggest 3 lat workouts or body weight workouts for every 1 heavy session. A lighter, low glycemic diet will also help, as will bumping up your intake of antioxidants like N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C and E, and incorporating anti-inflammatory herbs like curcumin into your regimen. Much of aging can be attributed to cell oxidation, and the combination of the right training to boost GH, diet, and antioxidant supplements is your first line of defense. With respect to other items, the research peptides, CJC-1295 with or without DAC, that which I think should be on your short list, along with the growth hormone releasing peptides such as GHRP2 or 6. These are being used to boost GH and at a fraction of the cost of the real stuff. So whether or not you choose to pursue them is an individual matter. But from here on out, as your lab animals age, GH deficiency is going to become a bigger and bigger issue. So a few weeks ago, we discussed Epitalon.
Epitalon.
It's a Russian peptide that, from what I understand, lengthens telomeres, among other things. One of my lab animals looked like he was aging way too fast, so I ordered some up for him. The first thing you'll notice is it arrives in a vial. It needs to be reconstituted with sterile water. That's easily done by boiling some water, letting it cool for a little bit, venting the vial with a pin, and with another pin, injecting the water into the vial.
May I jump in here?
Yeah.
I would never do this, but I think that's a bad idea.
How come?
Because I think that if you're going to reconstitute a peptide, pH is critically important, and not only is sterility important, but antimicrobial bacteriostatic properties are important as well. I think that if you are going to go to the expense and extent of buying peptides for your lab animals, that you should also go to the expense and extent of going online and ordering a sterile saline solution for injection, bacteriostatic saline solution for injection. It's very inexpensive. You can buy it in 30 milliliter vials for a buck and change a vial. Do not, I'm sorry, I would never, but I would, there is so much crap in tap water that won't, it's not a matter of killing the bad stuff in tap water. It's the other stuff that's in there that won't boil off that you're going to be injecting. So I recommend if you're going to do this, you need to get bacteriostatic water.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's it seemed all to work okay for my lab rat, but in any case, I do agree with you. You know, be 100% in all things.
But so, yeah, I do agree with you about the combination of these 3 peptides, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's good. I got that right. How do you know if all these things are working? Your lab animals are going to sleep deeper and longer, and their exercise program might perk up a bit. Blood work is really the best objective indicator of a successful anti-aging protocol, and especially, I think, these peptides. And there, the Life Extension Foundation should be consulted, in my opinion. There is one interesting home diagnostic you can use. I call it the pinch test. It's rather crude. But if you spread your fingers apart just a little, pinch and hold the skin between your thumb and index finger, in a young person, it springs back to its, you know, to its smooth appearance almost instantly. In an older person, the pinch will hold and then slowly go back to its original position.
Oh, man, I'm young. Really young.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really young.
I'm telling you, and I have had guys do that after using some of the, you know, antioxidants and so forth here, and they've seen a huge improvement. You know, it would hold for a second when they originally did it, but then down the road, 6 weeks later, boom, it sprang back to its original position.
A couple other things that I really like CJC 1295. First of all, this whole discussion with DAC without DAC is nonsense. CJC 1295 has a drug affinity complex that allows it prolonged delivery by attaching itself to the albumin in plasma. So it stays in the bloodstream for up to 7 days with a half-life of about 2.5 days. And as a result, it has the ability to raise the baseline of growth hormone for prolonged period of time. CJC 1295 without DAC is actually called growth hormone releasing hormone, GHRH, or modified GHRH. I don't understand why it's like saying peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with jelly, or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches without. Well, no, if it doesn't have jelly, it's not a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I mean, yeah. So this whole with DAC, without DAC is nonsense, and it was propagated by the peptide industry to kind of fool people into thinking they were getting a better price for something when it wasn't what they thought. So if you're buying real CJC 1295, and you can get it from places like SuperiorHardcorePeptides.com, and you can save 20% by using the coupon code SHR, this is going to affect your baseline, what is called in the growth hormone industry, the trough of the production of growth hormone, but not the peak. The GHRP, as Rob points out, will create a higher peak. And in conjunction, you can actually resume very youthful levels of growth hormone. But here's the real beauty of CJC 1295. By itself, without even increasing growth hormone production, it has an amazing effect on healing tissue, growing tissue, and also reducing visceral fat, which is a real problem amongst the diabetes individual out there. The prolonged presence of growth hormone releasing hormone has been shown to reduce visceral fat dramatically and quickly. So CJC 1295 by itself has a great value before it even raises growth hormone levels. So I'm a big fan of that stuff. Big fan.
Did your lab animals sleep better too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you got to be careful.
I noticed just one last note on this Epitalone. My lab rat, for the first time in a long time, slept through the night straight, eight hours straight.
Yeah, no, it's amazing stuff. And the medical orthodoxy just doesn't even pay attention to it. The other thing is this. When you first use real CJC 1295, start off with a low dose, like just 1 milligram, because it can cause a little lightheadedness and almost a flushing feeling, but your body adjusts to it and it goes away after a couple uses. So, wow. or the body of your lab rat, I should say. Let's do this. Since we've gone kind of long with this answer, let's take a break. And when we come back, we have a question from a longtime listener, Clay Tisdale, you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. It's on sale right now, 15% off. How do they get the 15% off, Rob?
They can just type into the voucher section, Synthogen Sweetheart Deal.
Synthogen Sweetheart Deal. There you go. Yeah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Yeah. Solid as a rock.
This girl, oh my talk, oh she a go make me run. When me pop it, she ball fi cry and tell me say she done. This girl, oh my hype up and a tell me she a go.
I like that mashup. That's Rihanna versus T.O.K. I think T.O.K. must be a German band. So Clay Tisdale says, Happy New Year, guys. If you get a chance, can you ask Rob for his opinion on Sean Phillips' full-strength meal replacement? I'm looking for a good meal replacement to add as one of my meals. And I actually emailed him back my response, which I have a feeling is going to be very similar to yours.
Yeah, you know what? Hands down, the best MRP you can buy. I don't know how much simpler I can say it, but that is the truth. I'll never forget the first one I had. It was reminiscent of the original metrics, so it's that good. And one look at the ingredient panel tells us why. More than 50% of the protein blend, I think there's 40 grams at a pop, consists of whey protein isolate accompanied by ultra-high-quality whey concentrate, slow-absorbing calcium caseinate, and bioactive fraction-rich milk protein isolate. That kind of blend results in a very sustained release of amino acids, which is ideal for keeping nitrogen retention elevated for extended periods of time. Now, on the carbs, which I think is where this product really shines, You get a balanced, sustained energy release from low glycemic oat fiber. Some of its other attributes, just to give you an idea, 6 grams of fiber in every pouch, a built-in antioxidant matrix, 5 grams of essential fats, more vitamins and minerals than 1 cup of cooked spinach, 4 raw carrots, 4 bananas, a dozen large apples. He actually, it's quite a bit more than a dozen, but I'm just giving it for example, and 1 large sweet potato. By adding just one of these shakes daily, people are able to actually alter their body composition and reduce calorie intake while eating better foods. So they did a study. In comparison to exercise alone and without dieting, a published university of study called the Oklahoma Study showed full strength delivered the following: 83% greater weight loss, 59% greater fat loss, 50% greater muscle gain, 65% greater drop in cholesterol, 44% greater energy gain. Those were the findings of the study. And you can read the full scientific published journal at fullstrength.com. He's got a whole website devoted to it. He's done an excellent job, in my opinion, with this product. Now, people are going to look at these numbers and be skeptical. You know, how can it do such wonderful things? The reality is these are macronutrients. They're not micronutrients like herbs and other stuff, amino acids. Whenever you make a macro change to your diet, you stand to make a big change in your results, and the stuff tastes fantastic. So fullstrength.com, one a day, and you're in business. If it happens to be on a training day, make sure you get it after the workout.
The only critique, I said many of the same things you said, especially about the choice of carbohydrate. The only critique I would make on the product is calcium calcinate, in my humble opinion, is not a good choice for casein. In fact, calcium calcinate is nothing more than non-dairy cream. Well, I'm sorry, not non-dairy. It's used as creamer. It's what you buy, you know, when you have powdered creamer and you stir it into your coffee.
Yeah.
Micellar casein would have been a better choice. But other than that, I think it's a great product. But for those of you out there who can't afford to buy a product like this, let me give you a tip. You can buy from Bud's Red Mill, in bags, oat flour. And you can also buy a good, your choice of protein powder. If you want to blend, two good choices would be either Quest's new product, which is micellar casein, as well as milk protein and whey protein, or you can get something like from our buddy Dave. What was that? Peptide 2.0?
Ultra Peptide 2.0.
So there you have a blend. So you take a scoop or two of that. You take a scoop or two of oat fiber. Oat flour.
Yeah.
And you get a handful of a really, really, really good multivitamin. Something like, animal packs. Okay?
Yeah.
And you chug that down and there's your MRP.
Wow.
Okay? So there you go. I mean, but hands down, Sean Phillips has a great product when it comes to the MRP market. No doubt about it. Okay. Yeah. This question comes from Anthony Lorello. He says, I'm just wondering why you said to use a filter when I dissolved the curcumin and the cissus. I guess I filtered out the impurities or the bits that won't dissolve. I'm just curious from a science standpoint. I also plan on experimenting with serrapeptase. Okay, thank you. Natokinase, I've heard of, because they have been shown to eat away at scar tissue. I have a history of torn or pulled hamstrings and want to apply it with DMSO. However, I read that their molecular weight may be too heavy to pass through with DMSO. Just wondering if you have any insights to offer.
Well, the first insight I'll offer is look into DDP yoga. And don't laugh. It's yoga for men. And I have heard some absolutely incredible rehab stories for guys with injuries such as yours. It increases blood flow to the area, and blood flow is everything. Now, with respect to filtering, there's a possibility impurities in curcumin and cesis or any bulk powder you're working with can be problematic. Therefore, I usually dissolve both those items in 91% isopropyl alcohol, then run them through a funnel with a coffee filter on top. The real danger here comes in buying cut-rate herbs that usually come from China. Now, not to indict an entire nation, but it was the Chinese who slipped melamine into infant formula in this country, killing kids. Not once, but twice. So just heed this advice. It's much better to take a few minutes to filter things out versus taking the risk of getting some bad stuff in you. You do that by dissolving your herb of choice into ethyl alcohol. Everclear is the preferred choice. I think that's 99%, Carl?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty close to 100% pure alcohol, right?
But the 91% stuff that you'll find in most drugstores still does the job. Once you're done, once you've done your best, rather, to dissolve it, you place the funnel's neck into the bottle, whatever you're going to store it in. Now place the coffee filter in the funnel and pour your alcohol solution through it. You may need to use several filters. I have, depending upon the material that you're working with. What you see that's left are likely going to be large chunks of undissolved material, but more importantly, what might be impurities. Not all of them will kill you, but some can make you very, very sick. So why take the risk? At the end of the day, you want to take the time to filter. With respect to serrapeptase and natokinase, DMSO will carry anything with a molecular weight of 500 or under through the skin and into circulation. Therefore, serrapeptase comes in at a whopping 45 to 60,000 daltons and natokinase 27,000 daltons. Those two are best saved for oral delivery. So I hope that helps, Anthony. I'm excited for you and I'd love to hear back.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from Lars Thornton for Rob. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Check out CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the card. Carl recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. The next question comes from Lars Thornton. He says, "Hey, Rob, I've found a stack which I think feels really good. Do you think I can stay on this for a year?" So these are just the supplements he's taking along and around his meals, so people don't think that this is what he's eating. He says, "Morning. One spray of Primal D, 50 sprays of 3-spray, which I think is a DHEA product, right?"
Yes, correct.
"On's multivitamin, which is probably Optimum that he's taking, 25 milligrams of 7-keto, 5 grams of creatine." That's with his early morning meal, obviously. "Lunchtime, another dose of On's multivitamin, 25 milligrams of 7-keto and 6 grams of omega-3s. Before, during, and after training, 15 Mass Pro Synthogens and 3 Tranquilogens. And then before bedtime, another dose of multivitamins, On's multivitamins, 6 grams of omega-3s, 3 ZMA, and 5 grams of glycine. Any more I should use or take away?" I have some thoughts about this. I'm interested to see how you weigh on this.
Yeah, well, first off, I would suggest taking your multivitamin with breakfast or earlier in the day with food. Vitamins in the AM, minerals at night as they naturally relax the body. For clarity's sake, three spray is indeed DHEA and a transdermal base. There's also another one, I think, Prototype Nutrition offers 7-spray, and that's 7-keto DHEA. Now, he didn't specify that he was using that, but my advice goes for the oral 7-keto too. I'm not sure I would use those two year-round, as I like to cycle all supplements. Perhaps a month of each would be more effective and economical. Ditto on the Synthogen, by the way. As fantastic as it is, it just seems to have more punch when it's cycled. And you'll know it when you come off, trust me. On the 7-keto, I would be hesitant to use that year-round for a number of reasons. Depending upon how low you know, it cuts cortisol, it may be better, like I said, to cycle it. Cortisol influences, regulates, or modulates many of the changes that occur in the body in response to stress, including, but not limited to, blood sugar levels, fat, protein, and carb metabolism, immune responses, anti-inflammatory responses, blood pressure, heart and blood vessel tone, and central nervous system activation. Now, levels normally fluctuate, cortisol levels, throughout the day and night in a circadian rhythm. It peaks at about 8 a.m., and they reach their lowest levels around 4 a.m. While it is vital to health for the adrenals to secrete more cortisol in response to stress, it's also very important that those levels return to normal following a stressful event. The point is, we need some. So chronic suppression isn't the answer, in my opinion. Just to give you an idea, chronically lower levels of cortisol have been associated with the following: adrenal fatigue, brain fog, mild depression, low thyroid function, hypoglycemia, fatigue, especially morning and mid-afternoon, sleep disturbances, low blood pressure, lowered immune function, and greater inflammation. The compound itself isn't toxic, but chronically low levels can hurt you too. So as in virtually every instance, the body functions best when it's in balance, and therefore those are my reasons for cycling it. Otherwise, great plan, Lars. You're a man who really does his homework.
Okay, here's my two CCs. Two sprays of 20 Primal D, okay? So you can get your D levels up in that higher area of sweet spot. Absolutely no omega-3s or multivitamins before sleep, because these are going to B vitamins, especially B12, will suppress melatonin production, natural melatonin production. So taking a multivitamin, which I'm looking at their label, it's got plenty of B vitamins, and it also has some other things in it that could cause you not to sleep as well. And 6 grams of omega-3s. If you're talking about 6 grams of fish oil and then the amount of omega-3s in there, or if you're really taking 6 grams of omega-3s before bed, you're stimulating adrenal function at night when your adrenals are supposed to be going to sleep. We all know, those of us who spent time on Mind and Muscle, we know back in the day that guys that were taking high doses of fish oil right before bed couldn't sleep. And there's even some good research out there that shows that fish oil can change heart rhythm. It's so profound on affecting adrenal function. So I would not be taking omega-3s or multivitamins before bed. And as far as the 7-keto, if you want to take it, take that before bed to help synchronize your adrenals in getting cortisol down before sleep. But I wouldn't take, I would not take the 7-keto first thing in the morning when your adrenals should be producing cortisol and it should be elevating. So you and I are on sync here with your recommendations, quite frankly.
Good.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and hit the next one and see if we can't make everything happen nicely today. I'm trying to find the next question. This one comes from Ian Musgrove. He says, "Hey, Coach Rob, love the Blueprint Power Hour. Finally convinced that it's time to start using Synthogen since nothing else seems to help my recovery from heavy workouts. My question is about Progenidrex. I'm 32, in good shape, doing a 5-day push-pull thing. I like what I hear about Progenidrex, but I'm curious if it's for me. Will its test boosting effects be an issue for a younger guy with normal test levels? And to that end, is there a way to use both SUPs synergistically, or is it just a different timing needed for both? Any help is much appreciated. Thanks for all you do. And always a fan, Ian Musgrove."
Yeah, well, Progenidrex certainly is off to a fast start and a great start. Feedback-wise, it's very reminiscent of Synthogen, but instead of recovering you lightning fast like Synthogen does, users are actually putting on muscle at the rate of about a pound a week. And here's the kicker: none of it is in the waist. It was designed from the outset not, to answer your question, not to disrupt endocrine function, and it has no hormones that will suppress your body's production of test. What it does have is anacyclis perithrum, the alcohol extract. And I'm being specific about the alcohol extract because, one, it's the only one which has been shown in studies to double test the petroleum and water being the other two extraction methods. And, two, it's the only product on the market that uses that particular extract, to my knowledge. Others use the petroleum extract, which shares many of the same benefits, but we're just not sure about whether or not it does this, if it boosts testosterone similarly. Nevertheless, I wanted to use the same material as seen in that study, so that's what I did. That same study showed anacyclis doubled testosterone. The point is, you'll see a boost in test, but nothing that's going to put you past the supraphysiological range. It's not strong enough to override your body's natural feedback loop mechanism. And at age 32, you know, it's prime time to try it, frankly. The biggest drop-off in tests and GH is around 30 in most men. And finally, I do believe there's a way to use both supplements, Synthogen and Progenidrex, that's both economical and effective. Synthogen excels on a cut or a recomp, or when carbs are low, given it drastically improves recovery, muscle fullness, etc. Progenidrex, on the other hand, is all about bulking in a caloric surplus, and especially when carbs are in play. Guys are right, I've discussed it before, they're gaining at the rate of a pound a week. If you're using a cycling ketogenic diet, as seen in the Blueprint Meteoric, I would suggest using Synthogen Monday through Friday when your carbs are low, and Saturday, Sunday when you're carb loading, dose Progenidrex, given it excels at muscle substrate storage. If you're not on a ketogenic diet, I would consider rotating 2 weeks of lower calories with Synthogen and 2 weeks of higher calories and carbs with Progenidrex. In doing so, we'll put each product in its ideal environment and save you some serious money in the process. I hope that helps, Ian.
This next question is actually kind of asking a very similar question from a different angle. And I think we can answer it very quickly, maybe do a very, very short answer to Sam Anderson. He says, which of your three products do you recommend for recomp? Running the Blueprint Meteoric right now. P.S. I'm currently cutting a pound per week on the Meteoric and setting new PRs. Just finished week six.
Yeah. Now here's a guy who's, you know, cutting a pound a week and he's adding, you know, he's still getting new PRs. So of the three supplements, I'd have to give the nod here to Synthogen, for recomp, especially when running the Meteoric. Progenidrex, you know, it's a close second, and Tranquilogen in this case would be a distant third. It's more of a general health product.
So there you
go. Yeah. The increased muscle fullness, the enhanced work capacity, and the vascularity, but especially the recovery ability, means Synthogen is the answer here. Right answer.
We're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up with the Blueprint tip of the day. Thoughts on training as you age. I'm really interested in hearing this one myself. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by MassPro Synthogen and Progenidrex. And right now there's a sale on Synthogen, 15% off when you use the coupon code Synthogen Sweetheart Deal. Is that right, Rob?
Yes, sir. You got it.
Okay, so there you go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the makers of MassPro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
At the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about the microbes we eat. You know, we always talk about probiotics. You know, you get some beneficial microbes from your diet, but not all diets. We're going to look at three different diet types when we're joined by Dr. Angela Zivkovic. And then at the bottom of the second hour, Michael Schwartz is going to come on, and we're going to investigate naturopathy versus allopathy, how it all started, what's the difference, and much more. Right now we're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. And the Blueprint tip of the day is ready to get going. Thoughts on training as you age?
Yeah. You know, this week we had a number of questions about boosting testosterone, lowering cortisol, and how to keep gaining as hormone levels tank. I didn't get the ages of all the listeners, but I really didn't need to. They're at an age when hormone levels are declining, and they're trying to do something about it. Good for them. That's your right, and you should. Around age 30, males experience the biggest drop-off in their natural test and growth hormone during their lifetime. For me, it happened earlier. You know, I can remember it like yesterday. Around age 26, I could no longer train hard and heavy 4 days a week. I ran into a brick wall 3 days a week, if I was lucky, after that happened. And just a few scant years later, 2 days a week, and that's where I'm at right now. Doesn't mean I sit around on off days, but you get the point. The first thing to do, then, is to modify your training. This is not necessarily a bad thing, as most are overtraining anyway. You want to reduce your normal training frequency by just 1 day a week. Now, even better, if you're training on a one-on, one-off, move to a one-on, two-off. Given recovery is a moving target and rarely conforms to a weekly schedule. It's predicated on your diet, your rest, and other factors. Next, do consider investing in the Ironmind hip belt squat and their 15-inch Olympic vertical loading pin. You can use that for squats, work your legs into the ground, and save your back for deadlifts. You'll also want to work a pronated grip more and more into your bench and other pressing movements, along with your rows and pulls. Now, examples here include turning the dumbbells in to face each other on bench presses and other presses, ditto for chins, pull-ups, and rows. The seated cable row, one-arm dumbbell or barbell row, T-bar rows, and even hammer strength rowing machines are all excellent choices. You do need a mix of rowing on vertical, horizontal, and mixed plane movements, however you slice it. Cardio on off days is pretty much mandatory now, as your heart and lungs just can't handle the kind of eating that they did in your 20s. Next up is supplements. Your first stop here should be a blood test for total and free testosterone. You can go to ZRTlabs.com, even if you don't have insurance. They make a wonderful blood spot testing kit, provided it's low. You want to ask your doc for HRT and insist on testosterone cypionate injections. Now, they're going to try to sell you on the transdermals because they always try that first, but the answer there is you have young children or nephews and you're concerned about accidental transfer. If, on the other hand, they try to sell you on the underarm version, I think it's Axion, forget about it. You're allergic to octisalate. And you know this because it's in various sunscreens you've tried. Horrible allergic reaction there. If you can't get it, then something like PA's 3 spray or Dermacrin, these are transdermal DHEAs, are preferred. And if necessary, after retesting your testosterone and free testosterone, a product called Divanex, which is stinging nettle, standardized for 3,4 divanyl tetrahydrofuran, will boost your free testosterone. GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid, when taken in the amount of 3 grams prior to training, is research proven to boost biologically active GH no less than 480%. And that was in guys in their early 20s. You can also take it prior to bed on an empty stomach and in the middle of the night too, if you happen to get up, for 2 additional GH boosts. Finally, Synthogen and Progenitrex are excellent additions for recovery and gains in lean body mass. If all else is failing, a lot of guys have succeeded with both, where everything else fails. It's made a big difference for guys who have tried these alternative approaches. They get a new lease on life with Synthogen in terms of recovery, and they start gaining in all the right places, which is key with Progenitrex. Now, I sincerely hope some of these tips helped, as they made a huge difference for me and others. Even if you're young and listening to this, it's coming, and you're going to have to deal with it at some point. So file it away somewhere. File these tips away. They've made a huge difference for me, and I'm hoping for the guys and gals listening.
You know, it's funny. We're also going to be talking about a natural testosterone-boosting formula when we have Michael Schwartz on to talk about naturopathy versus allopathy, because one of the things we're going to talk about was specifically that, testosterone boosting. So this is very, very timely when we look at the difference between naturopaths and allopaths. So this is really a good discussion. You know, I don't understand why people get all freaked out about getting on testosterone, quite frankly. There's a large group of people out there who want to find, quote-unquote, a natural way to resume testosterone production. But there is really limited effects as you age on some of these natural testosterone boosters. And there comes a time where you have to sit down and just make the decision and say, if I want to have the benefits, the protective benefits and the health benefits of youthful testosterone levels, I am going to have to supplement with testosterone. And that's it.
I can honestly say, the only regret I have about getting on testosterone is I did it at age 44. I would have loved to have done it sooner, like age 34. I'm sure I would have qualified for it. And the relief that it gave me, I will never forget. All of a sudden I had energy in the afternoon, competitive drive, recovery improved a little bit in the gym. Over time, your body composition, of course, improves. And if it's a problem, your libido, too. It got rid of winter depression. It totally destroyed any anxiety I had. It fixed so many things they are trying to fix with SSRIs, you know, which have horrible side effects like You know, it kills your libido. You forget things. You forget a lot of things.
You forget you're alive. Rob, what was it that discouraged you? Was it the fact that you had been so proud for so long that you were a natural strength athlete? Was it scary to think that, oh my God, I'm going to be on this for the rest of my life? What was it for you?
Bingo, you hit it out of the gate. I took so much pride in being a natural athlete and doing it without drugs. But when it just got to the point, Carl, where it was so bad, I was sitting there one day watching TV and I saw a commercial for Low T, and I'm going down the checklist and they probably got a dozen there. I was 12 for 12. At that point, what do? You know, you have to acknowledge that you're not making as much as you once did. I was at an age where stress and time had taken it out of me, and I made the call, and it was frankly the best decision I ever made.
You know, so, I remember when my testosterone levels crashed, and I remember I said, I'm going to give myself 1 year to find a way to see if I can get them to resume. And I tried things like clomiphene citrate, HCG, and while they had some modest effects, I could not get my testosterone up into even near the 500 or 600 nanogram level.
Wow.
I mean, I was borderline hypogonadal, depending on if a doctor recognized that being 3 nanograms above is not a suitable place to be for what is, you know, I mean, really.
I had one doctor
tell me that I was in the normal range, and 380 was supposed to be hypogonadal, and I was like 400. That's 20 nanograms higher than hypogonadal.
Yeah.
And so for me, I gave myself a year, but then when I realized that it wasn't working, I made the decision. I said, I'm going to get on and I'm going to stay on for the rest of my life, and that's it.
Yeah, it really is a life-changing decision. And, you know, we're not talking about getting you into the super physiological range. Guys, we're talking about a wide range, though, and typically it goes from 300 to 1,100 nanograms per deciliter. If you're at 301, there are a lot of doctors that are going to say, nope, you know, I'm not going to give you hormone replacement therapy. You're normal. You're still within the normal range. Well, you still feel like crap. You know, you're still suffering. And the poor doctor, because of 1 or 2 points, isn't going to provide it. Get a new doctor.
Yeah, that doctor's
get
an idiot.
A new doctor.
Anyway, we got to pull the plug. It's been a great show. Plug the Synthogen sale one more time.
Yeah, now through February 14th, you can get a full 15% off Synthogen by going to CoachRobRegish.com, clicking the Synthogen link, and typing the following into the voucher section when you go to order. Synthogen sweetheart deal. Doesn't need to be in caps, you know, it doesn't need to be all one word. There's a real human being looking at the discount code, and it's taken off at the time of filling the order.
So there you go. Rob, thank you so much. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to check out more. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the microbes that naturally occur in your food, depending on the type of diet you're on. We'll be right back.
Right.
Importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into
into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Hello?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more. My next guest is Dr. Angela Zivkovic from UC Davis. How are you doing, Dr. Zivkovic?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Great, great. And this is a really exciting discussion, quite frankly. I wish I could have dedicated an entire hour to it, and we may want to have you back, so let's just leave it at that right now. The microbes that we eat, so many of us are focused on supplementing with probiotics, prebiotics, fermented foods, but we fail to remember that we are getting microbes in every single meal to some degree, and some meals more than others. So you authored a paper that looked at three different diets, correct?
That's right.
And what were the three diets, please?
So the three diets were basically just sort of an attempt to get something interesting from what really is a very preliminary study. So we're just at the very beginnings of this, scientifically speaking. No one really knows what we're talking about yet in terms of what we're eating in our food with microbes. But the three diets that I put together were a USDA-recommended diet, which basically emphasizes fruits and veggies and lean meats and dairy products, and then a vegan diet, which basically excludes all animal-based products, and just sort of your average American sort of convenience diet, if you will.
Right.
Where the foods were just sort of what you can pick up at various either convenience stores or restaurants.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. So now you looked at the excreted microbes, correct? Because this is indicative of what's going on inside the digestive tract and so on?
Not yet. So as I was saying, it's very preliminary at this point. We haven't even fed these things to people yet to actually see what happens to those microbes when we eat them. At this point, all we did was actually just look at the microbes in the foods themselves without feeding them to anybody yet.
Ah, okay. I take it back. I misunderstood. Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, so let's talk about the three different diets. First of all, did you take into account whether or not any of the produce in these diets were organic or not? And the reason I ask this is because of glyphosate is known to disrupt microbes in the soil, and I would have to imagine that they would also disrupt or cause an imbalance in or presence of microbes in the actual produce itself.
Well, that's a really excellent question, and you're hitting on some really hot topics. And I think it might be a little disappointing to everyone. It's certainly disappointing to me that we are so early in all of this. At this point, we are still kind of lining up all the interesting questions that need to be asked, and we haven't gotten to them yet. So that question about whether there's a difference between organic versus non-organic produce, commercially grown produce, is a fascinating one, and we haven't looked at it yet.
Okay. All right. No. That's cool. And obviously, that's something that's going to happen in the future, I predict. Okay, so let's talk about the three diets. Let's get right to the point here. Which diet produced or had present the greatest number of microbes, and what were the classifications or the taxonomy of these microbes? Did they fall into important microbes or microbes we didn't even realize were in our foods?
So what's fascinating about this is, you know, well, there's the obvious. The obvious part being that the USDA recommended diet had the most microbes in this particular experiment because, and this is just one of the things that's recommended by the dietary guidelines, is to include dairy products, low-fat dairy products.
Right.
And, you know, it seemed like a typical sort of snack for an American to have, a yogurt. I think it was just a Yoplait. And then some cottage cheese with some carrots on the side as sort of part of this recommended diet. So
right.
Both of those were fermented dairy products. And as a result, there were 3 log more microbes in the USDA recommended diet just because of those 2 small normal size servings of fermented dairy compared to both the vegan and the Western diet. Now, just as a quick caution, you know, this is just one day's worth of meals that I put together to be sort of illustrative or exemplary of that type of diet. It was not an exhaustive kind of, you know, comparison of 20 different days worth of meals of one versus another kind of diet. It was just one representative day.
Right, right.
So we didn't have any fermented products in the Western diet, and there were very few. There was a little bit of tofu in the vegan. So for the most part, you know, the biggest contribution in terms of fermented foods in this particular experiment was these fermented dairy products. And so the bacteria that we got from that were, you know, of course, those used in the fermentation process of those dairy products. So lactobacillus, bulgaricus, and all those other ones that are used in yogurt making, and acidophilus and all those kind of sort of common microbes that we expect to see.
Right. What about raw versus cooked? Did that skew anything in one direction over another?
Yeah, it did. That was sort of another, what I would consider very obvious finding, but no one had actually shown it previously, that in fact, those meals that were cooked had a predominance of spore-forming bacteria. And that's sort of obvious because those are the most likely bacteria to actually survive the cooking process, whereas all those other guys sort of didn't make it through the temperature.
What was the content? I mean, we know that, like I use a probiotic supplement. I take VSL number 3. The over-the-counter version is 450 billion colony-forming units per sachet or packet. And that seems like a pretty big dose for what's considered over-the-counter nowadays. What were the concentrations and the presence of the CFUs of the say, lactic acid-type bacteria that we have fallen in love with and think is so important to us? Let's start with the USDA diet, since it did have dairy in it.
Yeah, so that's a good question. And basically, I looked at the total amount of bacteria that came from sort of each of the meals. I didn't look at the individual ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we're very early on, and eventually we need to sort of catalog what's coming in from the individual meals so that people, I mean, ingredients, so that people can make sense of and make choices about what they want to actually consume. But at this point, we were just looking at the whole meal kind of blended up together. And when I summed up the total amount of bacteria that came from each of the day's worth of meals, it was about, I think it was 1.3 million CFUs for the entire day's worth of the Western diet, 6 million CFUs for the USDA, for the vegan diet, and then 10 to the 9, which is, $6 billion for the USDA diet.
$6 billion
was the one that included.
$6 billion with the
yeah.
B. Yeah, that now we're getting somewhere. That's pretty important number right there when you start getting into the billions. Do you think
is there,
I understand this is all new. And I get it.
Yes.
This is like domino one that's leading to questions that need to be answered next.
Yes.
Did you discover any microbes in these individual meal plans that maybe aren't the best for us to be consuming?
Well, there were definitely some Staphylococcus and some various other microbes that you expect to see in foods because, you know, they're not sterile and they're not going to have only sort of beneficial bacteria in there.
Right.
None of them were what are considered to be overt pathogens. So ones that can actually sort of cause a food poisoning.
Right.
But they were sort of in that group that you might consider to be not so great for you. But the cautionary statement with that is that our gut microbiota are composed of a very varied composition of microbes. Not all of them are these, you know, stellar, 100% good for you stuff that you
right.
would put in a probiotic and take as a supplement. And it's okay. Everything's fine. Everyone has their own niche in there, and they each do their own sort of job in there. So it's not sort of the end of the world that there is some Staphylococcus and some E. coli in our gut microbiota. In fact, it's part of the normal state.
Did you discover any, that there are some of the newer emerging popular lactic acid bacteria like L. Reuteri or Reuteri, depending on what part of the country you come from, seems to be a favorite of researchers right now, as well as L. plantarum or plantarium, I'm not sure. Were these present in foods, just naturally occurring in foods, or are these rare because they're hard to get in our diet?
Yeah, that's another excellent question. No, we did not find any plantarum or any of those other probiotic bacteria in any of these foods. And we didn't expect to. These specific bacteria were sort of made to become probiotic bacteria, and they're sort of special and proprietary, and you don't sort of see them in just normal diets and foods that I know of.
If
we did not see them in the meals.
If you were to remove the contribution of probiotics from dairy that we see in the USDA's diet, who would have been the winner then in the amount of naturally occurring microbes?
In the total, just the amount?
Yeah, I mean,
it would have been basically a draw between the vegan and the USDA.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay. Would you ever consider looking at an ancestral diet, what is considered not paleo, because paleo turns its nose up on dairy, but those of us who follow an ancestral meal plan, like I consume raw unpasteurized dairy. I own a cow, and I'm able to drink its milk legally. And so I consume raw unpasteurized dairy, raw unpasteurized cream. When the cow gives birth, I get the second and third day colostrum. when I get butter from my cow and all that. So would you ever consider adding this more fringe type dairy product and take a look at that contribution, even just from the milk, non-fermented, just from the milk itself when it's not pasteurized and it's coming from pastured cows as opposed to corn and grain-fed cows?
I love that question. That's by the way, that's fantastic that you have this unique opportunity to do that. Now, of course, you know, the problem being that not many of us can actually do that. it sure would be nice in a way to kind of go back to the days when each family had their own cow and they could drink the fresh milk. I actually grew up in a place where I was able to do that when I was young. And I remember drinking warm milk straight from the cow. Mm-hmm. It was this beautiful, wonderful thing. But, you know, most of us don't live that way anymore, so unfortunately we don't have exposure to that. I think it would be absolutely fascinating to look at the microbiota that come from that type of milk and those type of dairy products, and absolutely I would love to do research on that. Now, the big question is, who will fund that research?
Yeah, no, the dairy industry doesn't want to fund that research. Yeah. But you know, there are organizations out there. I bet you Weston A. Price Foundation would help fund that research. There is a website called realmilk.com. That is, and by the way, you live in a state where you can buy raw and pasteurized milk. Altadena Dairy produces raw and pasteurized milk that's sold through several health food stores in California. California and Arizona, those two states that butt up against each other, you can buy raw and pasteurized milk in a grocery store. Although the grocery stores don't carry it, the health food stores do. So.
Yeah, actually, I have seen it in several of the grocery stores that I go to fairly regularly. The issue really is that once you scale this up, you do really run the risk of being exposed to the pathogenic bacteria, which are the reason that pasteurization of milk started, however many years ago it was that they started.
Well,
doing
it actually, okay, so
it is a real health problem.
Here's an interesting piece of information. Pasteurization became necessary when the distilleries got into the business of producing milk. They had all this mash left over. And this was right around the turn of the century in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So the distillery said, hey, we've got all this corn mash. What if we feed it to cows? We're already bottling booze. Let's bottle milk. And they killed 1,100 people in New York from what was called the swill milk epidemic. Around that time, Pasteur had discovered pasteurization, and it was becoming popular. So they sent an envoy to France, and they came back, and they said, hey, if we heat the milk to 120 to 130 degrees, apparently it'll kill all the bad pathogens. What they failed to realize, it also killed everything that was good about the milk, but they didn't care because it extended the shelf life. Up until the distilleries getting into the business of producing milk, milk was actually something that we thrived on for tens of thousands of years. So the requirement for pasteurization was a result of the commercial production of milk. If we would have left it to the farmers who were doing it back then, we wouldn't have had any problems. But once the distilleries got in the business, and you can check these facts. There's a great book out there called The Untold Story of Milk by Dr. Ron Schmidt. And it's worth reading from anybody who is in the scientific community. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied, vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. PRIMAL-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. Work it, harder, make it better, do it. Faster, makes us stronger.
Would help if I turn my mic on, right? Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Angela Zivkovic. We're talking about the microbes we eat. They're present in our diet. And I have to believe that when these microbes are in the food we eat, that there may be some symbiotic relationship in their ability to do the things that we want them to do, as opposed to just throwing a couple capsules of, eight different forms of lactic acid bacteria in our mouth and washing it down with water. What do you think about that, Dr. Zivkovic?
Well, I think that's an excellent question. Now, we don't know the answer, and it's something we need to look at. But one thing I can kind of point out is that in natural ecosystems, there's a lot of diversity. And the reason for that is that redundancy is important. In other words, you don't want only one bacterium that does this one job or fulfills this one niche. You want lots of them because if one of them doesn't make it, there's 10 others that can take its place. And so the ecosystem can kind of keep functioning as it's supposed to. So it is better to sort of have diversity. But we really are only barely scratching the surface of this and don't really have a very good understanding of what those niches are, who needs to be there, who doesn't need to be there. Mm-hmm. And we know very little about the symbiotic and other types of relationships with the bacteria that live on our food. We don't really even understand yet whether the bacteria that are on our food are predominantly just the ones that sort of happen to be in the air at Safeway or whatever store it is where we bought them, or if they're more specific to the type of bacteria that want to live on an apple, because those bacteria like to eat whatever is on an apple. And so that was actually one of the first questions we had with this paper. It sounds really basic, and it is very basic. We're still at the very, very early stages. And we think that it's not just sort of the ambience of the store where you bought the stuff. It's something more specific than that. We don't have any clear answers there yet, but we definitely were able to show that the diversity of the microbiota that we saw across the different meals didn't seem like it was just, for example, the kitchen where I prepared these different
right.
meals or the store where I bought the bacteria. It was more complex than that.
What about grain? Did the grains have any valuable microbes on them?
Well, you know, again, we don't really know. I think that pretty much we can safely say that everything is coated with bacteria,
mm-hmm.
and that every food out there, unless it's been specifically sterilized, has microbiota on it. And it's going to be a mixture, not just of bacteria, but also yeast and other fungal species and all kinds of other sort of microorganisms that live on there. Some of them good, some of them bad. I mean, some of them that live on grains, if it's a grain that comes from a source that's been kind of mildewed or something, could have these different mycotoxins on it. And actually, that's a really big problem in other parts of the world where, you know, people don't have very good storage for these types of products.
Yeah, and you know, we just talked about something in this area where we had a scientist on who wrote a paper saying that the dietary recommendations of just about all nations are ignoring the value of fermented foods because of the delivery of these microbes. So it's interesting. What do you? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Speak to that, please.
Sorry, oh yeah, I was just going to say, you know, that's exactly the reason that we wanted to publish this. And I completely, you know, sort of understand and am humble about the smallness of the paper that we published, which was that all we did was look at what's actually there. Is there something to look at here? Because up until, and you should have seen how many people thought I was crazy to even bother doing this little experiment, because they were like, well, that's a waste of time. You know, it doesn't matter because it's all just going to be the bacteria that you find at the store where you bought the stuff.
Really? That's what they thought.
The first argument. Yes. And then the second assumption was, well, who cares, because all the acids in your stomach will kill off all the bacteria that are in the food anyway, and nothing's going to make it down to the colon. Well,
that's not true. We know that just from probiotic science. Who are these people that suggested that?
Well, you know, these are suggestions based on what we quote-unquote know about human physiology, and this is just one of those things that, you know, drives us all crazy, that we sort of think we know some things, and really it always turns out that actually it's a lot more complicated than that.
I mean, there's some really good research out there that looks at probiotic supplementation and excreted probiotics and how it increases with supplementation, so that's proof that it's surviving and making it out on the other end. So
yes,
you know.
Yes. Now, the catch there is that those specific probiotics were made to be able to resist the various sort of caustic environment elements of the human intestinal
mm-hmm.
tract. So in other words, they were sort of selected for and bred for lack of a better word, being able to survive the low pH of the stomach, for being able to survive the various proteases and enzymes
uh-huh.
and all those things that you have to go through if you're going to make it all the way down to the colon. And food bacteria don't have all those advantages. They sort of live in just your normal environment, and they don't necessarily
But this is my point when I said about the symbiotic relationship with the food. We don't know. Okay, so for instance, what we know about colostrum, for instance, both human and bovine colostrum, is that they're very, very large folded peptides that should not make it through the wall of the stomach, even the immature infant stomach. However, there are transporter enzymes that seem to help this folded proteins get passed into the lining of the stomach and onto the baby. So this notion that, oh, well, that, you know, if you eat a 29,000 Dalton peptide, it's going to be digested, but there's some magic in the food that's delivering it quite often because nature seemed to select for that.
Absolutely, and beyond sort of the folding of the protein and what happens to the various proteins as they sort of hit the different pH and the different enzymes through the gastrointestinal tract, there's also just sort of food matrix effects, which mm-hmm. is this very wishy-washy term that we really don't know. Again, very poorly described. But for example, the cheese has these kind of special little pores inside of it. If you actually Google cheese micrograph, it's like a microscopic uh-huh. picture of what cheese looks like. The matrix is fascinating. It's like these little, bubbles where bacteria can live. And it takes a while for the enzymes and everything to break all that down. And so, in fact, bacteria could be hitching a ride in these different little microenvironments in the food and make it all the way down to the gut. Despite the fact that if they were just sort of taken freely without being part of this food, they wouldn't necessarily make it through the pH and the enzyme.
Sounds to me like nature has been using liposomal delivery way before humans figured it out, huh?
Oh, yes.
Listen,
absolutely.
A great discussion, Dr. Zivkovic. I'm so glad we had you on the show, and I hope that we can have you back on. So keep publishing new research in this area, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for
my
being
pleasure.
On. Yeah. All right, so here we're going to do is take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Michael Schwartz. I think he is a doctor, but we never refer to him as that. Isn't that funny? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period.
Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest is a returning guest. He's Michael Schwartz. How are you doing, Michael?
Wonderful, Carl. How about yourself today?
Fantastic. And what I want to talk about today is I need an education in the evolution of allopathic medicine and within the constructs of naturopathic medicine, because naturopathic medicine was the original form of medicine, correct?
Absolutely.
And naturopaths are being, you know, so when allopathy became popular, and we're going to talk about why, naturopaths were basically pushed out of business by an agenda-driven American Medical Association who saw an opportunity to capture the medical market, so to speak, but they had to get rid of the naturopaths first. But then we saw a mild resurgence in popularity in naturopaths over the past 10, 12, even maybe 15 years, up to a point where recently now they are starting to be crushed again. There's, I think, 27 or 29 states now that have specific laws in place to limit the ability for naturopaths to practice. A naturopath cannot treat someone who's suffering from cancer, for instance, in one of these states, which is complete BS, you know? But I mean, so naturopaths are getting pushed back down the rabbit hole again. When did this all start? When did allopathic medicine come on the scene and displace naturopathic medicine?
Well, here's the story that I was told early on in the health food industry. Back in the day, people were healing, you know, practitioners, I'll just call them practitioners, because naturopathy back in the day not only included naturopaths, but also herbalists. And they were treating people with herbs and, back in the day, yeast for a vitamin, so to speak, and getting people well. Well, Rockefeller came along with all of his coal tar oil derivatives and said, look, if you guys can find the constituent in the herb and you can discover the molecular structure of the vitamins and duplicate them with my oil, my coal tar, I will fund all of your research. I will fund everything. That was fundamentally the birth of allopathic medicine.
Right.
Because the truth of the matter is it comes from herbology.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It really is. And then naturopaths, you know, we follow a completely different way. And if you take the word apart, naturopath, it's following the path of nature.
Right.
So in naturopathy, what we seek to do is nourish the body, give it everything that it requires, because the body is the intelligence, the body is divine, the body seeks balance and harmony. What gets in the way is what's between our ears.
Interestingly enough, Samuel Hahnemann was the one who first coined the term allopathic. He was the founder of some say he was the grandfather of naturopathic medicine. But when allopathic medicine came on the scene, he's the one who called it this new form of medicine where they were focusing on symptoms.
Yes.
And the word allopathy comes from the Greek prefix to be different. Different. So in other words, not different form of medicine, different than what the body is looking for. So what he said was naturopath is nature, is natural to the body. Allopath is different than what the body is looking for. And even when the word was first used, they said allopathic medicine refers to a broad category of medical practices that can be termed Western medicine that focus on symptoms of diseases. And that's what we have today. When you look at a statin drug doesn't go to the core of the problem, which generally is diet and exercise and some other things, and say these are the, that's what the naturopath would do with you. The allopath says, don't worry, we'll artificially just suppress cholesterol. It's almost like your house is on fire. The naturopath would say, get out of the house before you die. The allopath would say, we're going to put fans in to suck the smoke out. Stay in. The house is still on fire, but we're going to get rid of the smoke because that's the most annoying part of it right now.
What a fabulous analogy. Because the truth of the matter is allopathic medicine does not, quote unquote, heal anything. The body is the healer. That's the fundamental, from my point of view, the fundamental difference is that we go about providing nourishment. We do it in the way of vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids. We'll tell you about your diet because it's an amazing thing. You know, my father-in-law had a heart attack. Did they ever tell him to alter his diet? Not at all. Did they ever tell these people with cancer to change their diet? Not at all. So physicians, God bless them, I think that they're called to the healing arts from a spiritual place, but they get corrupted by the system.
Yes.
They really don't know how the human body works.
Yes.
And which is unfortunate.
Now, what I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want to give some examples of how the differences between the allopath and the naturopath would handle specific disorders and diseases, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. We're going to be right back with Michael Schwartz. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio
to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Michael Schwartz. We're talking about the difference between allopathic and naturopathic medicine. Most people have never come in contact with a naturopath. They have no idea why he's different or she is different than the allopath who summarily prescribes drugs that some little rep from Merck or some other pharmaceutical company just happened to drop off moments before. And that's really what happens, folks. Most of these doctors aren't even clear on the mechanisms of actions of the drugs that they prescribe. Because, frankly, the pharmaceutical companies aren't even sure how they work the way they work. So how can the doctors be? So with that being the case, Michael, pick three conditions, three issues that we see today, and show me, give me the Reader's Digest version of how the allopath versus the naturopath would handle them differently.
Well, let's go back to something you said before the commercial break, and that was people taking statin drugs to lower cholesterol. What's unfortunate about that is that you need cholesterol to make your hormones.
Right.
So what we're seeing in the health food stores is low estrogen and low testosterone. And, of course, on the TV you have all the ads for low T. Then, you know, go and get a drug to build your testosterone. The catch-22 is that it's not really building testosterone. They're doing what, you know, it's kind of like what the chiropractors do. And they'll give you a raw glandular or they'll give you a drug to mimic the effects of testosterone.
Right.
When in reality, you know, if you were to include like wild yams in your diet, oh my God, wild yams alone, they contain like the gamma arsenol, the beta testosterol, the stigmosterol, all of these sterols that help to build testosterone. And then if you use pantothenic acid, vitamin C, niacin D, in fact, all of these nutrients along with wild yam and some ginseng are what I use in my product called testosterone factors. In fact, I got an email from a retailer who was on another company's product, and after 2 months, their testosterone levels went up only 0.1. So he stopped me at a trade show. Michael, what would you do? I said, well, I would do, you know, the adrenal extra, the energy formula, our testosterone formula. What I might do is the first 3 days take two of each and then do what the label says, one each meal. And lo and behold, 2 months later, his reading went from 6.3 to 8.4, to the point that even his physician wanted literature on our prostate factors, adrenal factors. And point being is that the drugs cannot deliver what the body can deliver. Because what the body is doing, what we do as a company and a philosophy, is give the body what it needs in meaningful amounts, and the body will do the magic. Mm-hmm. So our testosterone factors is, you know, for bodybuilders, it's a fabulous product because it avoids them having to have to do synthetic steroids and keeps their body clean, because all of that stuff will have a negative effect on the liver as well as the kidneys over time.
Okay, give me another example. So let's talk, diabetes is on the rise. So the doctor, the allopath prescribed metformin, glucophage, and when all else fails, insulin. How does the naturopath, the person comes in and they're clinically insulin resistant, they're well over 125, nanograms a liter of sugar. What does the allopath, the naturopath do differently than the allopath?
Well, first off, there's a couple of different ways to approach it. And one of the things we want to do is build insulin. And insulin resistance, I have a whole theory on insulin resistance, and it's basically this. When the body is deficient in zinc, and let me rephrase that, because according to our government, we have no deficiencies.
Right.
When the body, when the zinc levels are compromised, there's not enough zinc in the body to do everything that needs to be done. What people don't know is that stress compromises calcium, magnesium, and zinc. So without enough zinc, which is the key component to the hormone insulin, you can't make a whole and complete insulin. Therefore, the body can't utilize it. So the first thing we want to do is bring insulin into the issue, into the system. The next thing we want to do is we want to strengthen the functionality of the pancreas, because it's in the pancreas through the beta cells that insulin is manufactured. So we'll use herbs like blueberry leaf, eyebright. These are two things that are specific for stimulating the pancreas into increasing beta cell production. We'll also go about bringing in something like maybe anise, fennel, to lower the acidity, because whenever there's diabetes, the sugar in the blood is going to become acidic, which is going to eat away at the nerve endings. Then you have neuropathy, blindness, et cetera, et cetera.
So anise and fennel can actually help regulate body pH.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're fabulous. They're good. They'll get rid of flatulence. They'll get rid of uric acid.
Yeah, bad breath. I love that stuff, but I just drink it in the form of Zambuca.
Well, you know, my joke is you can do all of this, but Anaset is not going to work the same.
I know.
Although you'll feel good about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are some of the concerns that we would have from a naturopathic point of view, so that we're really, again, bringing in those things that the body could utilize to build insulin. And I can tell you from experience with some of our products, and obviously I can't mention it because now we've talked about diabetes, and, you know, the law is
FDA, yeah. Well, okay, so the average physician would say, but yeah, this person needs a rescue option. While we're getting these other things built back up, we need to rescue them from hyperglycemia. Are there any good natural, either insulin mimetic or glucose disposal agents out there that you use?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is Gymnea silvestri, which is an herb which helps. Konjac is another one that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. And I think I mentioned the blueberry helps.
Right.
All of these will help to nullify the adverse effects. Also, one of the other things that we're being inclined to bring into the system would be iodine, for the simple reason to increase the metabolic rate to burn the sugar and use it as fuel. So there's another consideration, and a lot of people don't think about these things, but, you know, you just can't take one direct approach, which is what the drugs do. They say, okay, here, this is going to block that. No, from a naturopathic point of view, and especially from the perspectives that I work with, I always try to understand everything that's involved to the best of my ability, obviously, and try to address all those different concerns. So like with sugar metabolism, you want to increase the basic metabolic rate of the body. You want to open up the arteries because you know that the acidity is going to gum things up. So you may throw in some choline and inositol just to do that. We mentioned the anise and fennel. So it really is more of a comprehensive approach and not a magic bullet that most people are accustomed to looking for, especially from a, you know, a drug company. They want the one drug to be magic.
How about high blood pressure? Hypertension obviously is part of the metabolic dysregulation of the body. What kind of naturopathic approaches are there to manage high blood pressure or hypertension?
Well, when you take a look at, you know, the first thing we go back to is the cause. And the cause on one level is stress. And as I said, stress compromises cal, mag, and zinc. Well, when your calcium is compromised, it creates an imbalance between sodium and potassium. So what's going to happen? The body is going to end up retaining fluid. So some people will put on 5 to 15 pounds of water weight overnight, and we know that's stress. What that does is it puts pressure on the arterial system, mm-hmm. raises the blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that blood pressure is regulated, as is the thyroid, as are the bowels, by what is called a negative feedback system. Nerve endings, arterial walls, sense when the pressure goes up, sends a message to the brain. The brain, in turn, sends electrical energy down the nerves to tell the cells of the muscles, relax. The heart, slow down. Catch 22, your minerals, your electrolytes were compromised by the stress. So you need to bring back in calcium, magnesium. To get rid of the excess water, you're going to look at potassium, B6, diuretic herbs like celery seed, uva ursa, hydrangea, parsley, watermelon seed. All of these will help to, one, bring down, you know, get rid of the excess fluid, and then from a muscular point of view, by reinserting the cal, mag, potassium, you're reinserting electrolytes, there's going to be better electrical communication. Now the muscles can relax. I also like to throw in, like hawthorn berry, obviously, uh-huh. hops and valerian, which are fabulous nervines. They help keep you calm and collected. And taurine as an amino acid is a great mood elevator. So those things, when an individual works with them, I can pretty much guarantee you they will bring down their blood pressure without any adverse effects that they would get from doing a drug over an extended period of time.
If you want to learn more about some of these things that Michael is talking about, you can go to superhumanradio.com and click the Michael's Naturopathic Programs banner ad. And you can do some searching on the website. There's lots of products there, and some of them contain the ingredients that we just spoke about, although we are not saying that they cure any types of conditions because we want the FDA to like us.
The body is the cure.
Yeah, and the truth of the matter is that's right. And one of the things that we don't talk about enough is meditation when it comes to hypertension and high blood pressure. You know, getting that sympathetic parasympathetic balance back. Sometimes it's not all about diet or supplements. Sometimes you have to really do things to take your body out of that fight or flight mode and put it yep. in a place that's relaxed, that's foreign to it, quite frankly.
Yep. Well, you know what I do, Carl? Consumer lectures, I tell people, here's a method and technique for getting rid of stress. Put your hands over your ears and tilt your head one way or the other. As silly as all that is, what it demonstrates is this. When your hands are over your ears, you hear things differently. Mm. When you tilt your head, things fall out of your peripheral vision. New things come into your vision. Because what is stress? Stress, fundamentally, outside of physical stress, emotional stress is the way that you respond to what you see and hear. Oh. Change the way you look at things. Question, why does this upset me? Why does this stress me out? The more you understand about self, talk about being relaxed, being in a place of power, manifesting quiet strength, Know yourself and the truth will set you free. It's fabulous.
I love it. I love it. Michael Schwartz, thank you for making time to come on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure, Carl. Anytime.
And I hope that naturopaths around the world and here in the United States fight back on this new suppressive approach from the Food and Drug Administration and the authorities having jurisdiction over their licenses, because it's terrible. I should have the, you know what? I should have the right to choose my medicine. And no government entity should, if I'm an adult and I can go to war and die for this country, I pay taxes, I can go in and eat sushi raw, then I should be able to choose the modality that I treat my own diseases with. And naturopathic medicine should be one of my choices. It doesn't mean that I have to choose it, but it should be available to me. I don't like this approach to suppress this sort of stuff. It's really ridiculous.
It's I would think it's unconstitutional. Yeah. I would think that it's again, you know, it's just the other good thing is, Carl, is that naturopathy will always survive because it's a part of the light, and the light is never distinguished.
Yeah. Thank
or
you.
Extinguished.
Extinguished. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Talk soon.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Be well.
All right. So there you have it. The difference between allopathic and naturopathic medicine discussed. Also, we want to thank Rob Regish for his first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour. Of course, go to CoachRobRegish.com. If you want to save 15% off Synthogen, use Synthogen's Sweetheart Deal. When you check out, and the discount will be applied when they ship the product, not at checkout. So don't freak out if you don't see the 15% discount. And then, of course, thank you to Dr. Angela Zivkovic for discussing the microbes that we eat, the microbes that are in our diet already. And we have lots of great shows. If you want to see what else is playing this week, go to superhumanradio.com and click the program guide. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.